Hey ho, hello. Good job. Did you run down that way? Didn't you see the arrows? The arrows point that way, so what you're supposed to do is face the back wall and Michael Jackson moonwalk all the way backwards against the arrows. Can you do that? I can't. I'm no good at that. There you go. Should have heard that. How am I supposed to moonwalk if I am a moon? Luna, you clever little girl. Did you see the news? Did you see the baby rhinoceros that's been born at Monarto Zoo? A little girl. She's gorgeous. We need to pray for her too, to be healthy and strong, okay? Yeah, another new white rhinoceros. Beautiful. There are lots and lots of parables in the gospel today. Where do you start? But they all talk about the kingdom of heaven. So I'll read this little bit. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Wow, what's that about? Do you have something that you treasure so much that you don't want anyone else to find that you go and dig a hole in the backyard and bury it? You had a rock. Is it buried in the backyard? It's buried. Wow. Have you got a map? Is it this map? Because Grandma gave me this map. Is it of Grandma's backyard? Oh, look out. Okay. Years ago, maybe still some people today, when they owned something very, very special, very precious, they used to dig a hole somewhere and bury their treasure. And for fear of not being able to find it again, they'd draw a map. And then they'd have to hide the map. All right? They'd draw a map like this wonderful map. And it's got red dots to show where to walk, you know. Go around the pyramids, go past the tomb of Jesus, go through the palm trees, past the lake, look out for the creepy crawlies. And X marks the spot so that people could go and find their treasure again one day, hopefully. Hey? Hopefully they didn't bury it in shifting sands and it got carted away somewhere. But that's what people would do. Like pirates, okay? Pirates used to go and attack ships from a sovereign country like the Spanish. They had lots of gold and they would steal the gold. And then they'd sail off to an island somewhere and they'd bury the treasure and they'd draw a map and put X marks the spot so they could find it again later on. And that's what happened with this man who found this precious treasure buried in the field. He was so excited about it that he went and bought the field so that he could own the treasure that was buried beneath as well. We don't really have pirate maps much anymore, or maps that, you know, have X marks the spot as to where our treasures are buried. But the treasure that Jesus is talking about in the parable is the gospel, the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. So where might we find something that talks about the kingdom of heaven today? Will we find it on a map? Or will we find it in a Bible? Hey? In a Bible. What is the treasure? What is the most wonderful treasure of our whole life? God. And where do you find out about God? In the newspaper? No? On Netflix? On in the Bible, okay. But how are we going to find that treasure? Is there a big X mark somewhere in the scriptures? Not really an X. Ha ha! You read my children's address, eh? But a cross, okay. And if we turn it around a little bit, looks like an X. So whenever we cast our eyes on the cross and remember, especially who was there, not there anymore because he's alive again, Jesus, then we have opened up all of the wonderful access to the kingdom of heaven through Jesus Christ. So pirates use treasure maps and X marks the spot. We're not pirates. We use the cross of Jesus to remind us that God loves us, that he died for us on the cross, that he was buried, and the amazing miracle is that he was buried, dead, and then he rose again to new life, and he ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father. So do you know where that is? Do you know where the right hand of God is? Right there, and there, and there, and here. The right hand of God is in the heart of all believers. So I want you to remember that. Look at the cross. Remember where Jesus is. Look at the cross. Remember where Jesus is. Look at the cross. I'm hypnotizing you. Remember where Jesus is in your heart. Isn't that great news? And all the other parables talk about that. A net that was cast into the sea and caught all kinds of fish, and a merchant who looked for the most brilliant pearl that he could buy and then gave up all of his money and everything else just to buy that pearl. When the scriptures are talking about treasure, they're talking about the kingdom of heaven. And they're talking about Jesus. And the cross leads us to Jesus, doesn't it? That's good news. Can you close your eyes and imagine a cross? Can you close your eyes and imagine a cross? Hey? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the beautiful treasure, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, a wonderful, wonderful gospel, good news, all of those wonderful things that describe your love for us. Heavenly Father, help us to remember the cross. Help us to look at the cross and remember that the kingdom of heaven is in our hearts, and that's where Jesus lives, at your right hand. And if your right hand is where Jesus is, then you live in us as well, God. This is just too much and too wonderful for us to understand, but we thank you for the sake of Jesus Christ that you are our Lord and Saviour, that we are in the kingdom of heaven, and that our last breath you will take us to be with you and to see you face to face, and that really is exciting for us. We pray this in Jesus' holy precious name. Amen. 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 God bless you, children. Thank you.